You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tiano Tuiano's bill launched today would strike an anti-Pacific racist law from the country's books. The Restoring Citizenship Removed by Citizenship Western Samoa Act 1982 bill would restore the right to citizenship to people from Western Samoa who were born between 1924 and 1949, as had been promised to them. I first asked Tuiano to tell me about the bill.
What the bill will do is repeal the Western Samoa Citizenship Act 1982 and reinstate the access to citizenship for those citizens that we had the citizenship removed. This bill was enacted in 1982 after some Samoans who were going to be deported took the government to court. And it went all the way to the Privy Council and they won. And what that was about was that they couldn't be deported because they were actually New Zealand citizens. And it turns out they were right. They were New Zealand citizens because Samoa was a New Zealand protectorate for some time. And so those Samoans born between the years of 1924 and 1949, New Zealand. And of course, this was all happening within the context of the Dawn Raids era. So the government at the time, the Muldoon-led government of the time, then rushed an act through Parliament to remove their citizenship. So incredibly, incredibly racist when we need to strike this off the book.
During the Dawn Raids, when Samoans were being accused of overstaying, that was technically incorrect, wasn't it? Because they were still New Zealand citizens.
That's exactly right. They're still New Zealand citizens. So they were targeting overstayers, tracing them down during the Dawn Raids, but it turns out that Samoans born between those years were actually New Zealand citizens. And so in order to remove their citizenship, they had to pass a Russia law through Parliament. So incredibly racist, our most racist immigration law, still on the books, and I think it's time to get rid of it.
Do you think that the Muldoon government passed the bill so that they could justify undertaking the Dawn Raids?
Well, who knows what they were thinking back then. I mean, it was incredibly, incredibly racist time, and it was the most, amongst other things, one of the most anti-Pacific laws that has been placed. And so we've had a whole lot of, we've had a couple of apologies. We've had the apologies for the Dawn Raid. We had the 2003 apology as well, and probably the thing to remember here is that there was a petition with over 90,000 people signed on to, around about 100,000 people signed on it to get rid of this act, and that was in 2003. So the Clark government had an opportunity to do that, but did nothing.
Why do you think the Clark government didn't pass the law, or in this case, revoke the law?
Possibly for them, maybe they thought that this was not the time. That might be the reason, but here's the thing. 2003 was there. It was nearly 20 years ago. We're in 2022. We are reflecting on 60 years of the Treaty of Friendship with Samoa as well. It is more than appropriate, and I think the time is now for us to strike that law off the book.
Earlier on this year, the PM apologised for the Dawn Raids. Do you think that this bill should come with an apology as well?
The apology for the Dawn Raids was actually last year, so we're kind of 1 year after the apology for the Dawn Raids. And, you know, if we're going to reflect on the nature of friendship and reflect on the past 60 years of friendship with Samoa as well and what that means for us, I think it is important for us to correct the wrongs of the past, long-standing wrongs of the past, and a move forward would be to strike this from the books and reinstate that citizenship for that generation of Samoans.
Is there still a lot of hurt in the community regarding this bill?
When we were pushing for the apology for the Dawn Raids, I had people reach out to me and saying, hey, look, this is great, apology for the Dawn Raids, but it actually needs to be backed up with action, and this is one of the things that should be done. People approached me over the year as well. It makes sense. This law is racist. It specifically targeted Samoans to remove their citizenship that was theirs. It is racist and it should be removed.
How hopeful are you that the bill may pass?
I'm always hopeful. That's the thing. It's politics and you've got to be as hopeful as you can be. I'm hoping we can bypass the ballot. So I've been going to be reaching out across the House to see that, because what happens with the private members bill, I don't know if your listeners know about the processes. Private members' bills is for everybody that's not in the executive. So those of us that are backbenchers that are not ministers, essentially. So in order for you to bypass the biscuit tin, you've got to get about 60 people to support it, which means you need Labor and National within the current configuration of Parliament. So I'm going to reach out to both camps and say, hey, look, time. This law is racist. We all know that it's racist. We still have this generation of elders with us as well. Let's read this to first reading. We can go to select committee and we can have a further discussion from there and get rid of this act.
How many people do you think the bill will affect if it's passed?
I've been trying to find out because, you know, some folks will be in Samoa, some folks will be here, some folks will be in other places as well. But look, this is, people will be over at the age of 70 now. So I think we're not talking about large numbers of people. Regardless of that, though, I think it is really important to recognise the fact for what it was and the foundations from which it came from, which was anti-Pacific racism.
That was Green Party MP Te Anau Tuiono talking about his new bill to restore New Zealand's citizenship to people from Western Samoa born between 1924 and 1949.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.